this is definitely a make or break for the Chancellor to show he is behind small businesses. We very much welcome the announcement of the additional $900 million in rates relief, but again, it's only a sticking plaster. And we're also looking at other things that he's been suggesting would come through, which is local infrastructure, and particularly on broadband. That's an interesting one, which is an item FSB has been long calling for, and it's welcome if that is going to come through in what he says this afternoon.
What would you feel about, you know, incentives for the high street and the rest of it? I mean, the reality is, isn't it, that that there's nothing that can counter the competition from online retailers, presumably?
Well, that is true up to a point, but yep. We are faced with a regressive anti-growth business rate system that has gone past the tipping point. It's acute for retailers, but it's also wider across all businesses that are struggling with these significant increases that came about with the revaluation last year. So that is an issue. It certainly doesn't allow for the way that we all have changed our shopping habits, the way that we do our online shopping, and of course that takes footfall away. So local authorities have clearly got a role to play in this, and FSB highlighted town centre hubs in one of our recent calls to the Chancellor. So again, road infrastructure, freeing up car parking charges rather than using them as a cash cow, all of us have a role to play, and particularly if we can see some relaxation of the planning laws, because obviously we have bookshops, the coffee shops and all those sorts of things. Yeah. But it needs to be given wider than just retail. It needs to be for hospitality and for service businesses on the high street as well.
Place yourself in a politician's chair just for a moment. What's in it for somebody like Philip Hammond to favour small business at a time when the whole, as we've just been discussing earlier in the programme, the whole thing about long-term financial planning is probably, well, we're in brace position, aren't we, really, for Brexit?
We are, but Brexit is a sideline at the moment. FSB members and small businesses generally are facing a perfect storm of domestic cost increases. Part of that is business rates, part of it is rents. Part of that, of course, in hospitality, care and retail are around increases in the living wage and, of course, pension increases for both employees and employers. So it is a perfect storm of cost increases that have all come at the same time, which is bad for business, it's bad for the economy, and the Chancellor needs to give it some support. And we very much hope that that's going to come out this afternoon.
And the dreadful thing about VAT, I think everybody just... small businesses have to spend so much time, don't they, filling in VAT forms and organising their accounts for VAT. What would you like him to do about that? And abolish it's not on the agenda.
Well, abolishing VAT would be a nice one, but unfortunately not. Clearly, we want the current threshold frozen as it stands at the moment and not decreased, which would bring in a further significant administrative burden on small businesses just at a time when they're contending with cost increases and, as you say, Brexit to come.
Indeed. How about a tax on the fangs, on the big digital providers?
Well, I think you've got to bring fairness back into the system. As I said a moment ago, business rates is subjective, it's anti-growth, it's anti-competitive, it doesn't inspire investment because it can be levied on all sorts of peculiar things. If you improve your property, you get increased rates levied then against that improvement. And we just want fairness across the piece. So it has to make sure, whether it be through corporation tax or other means, that all of us pay our fair whack when it comes to business taxes. And it needs to be a lot simpler so that businesses can understand it and comply with it better.